This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukhadia University in Udaipur today, on the first day of her two-day Rajasthan visit. The president said students should not do any such act in their life which may tarnish their character. She said the highest moral values should be part of their behavior and work style. The president said Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana ends today. On the last day of campaign, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favor of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. He cornered the Congress leaders on the issue of nepotism and corruption. Congress MP Dipinder Hooda, senior leader of Jan Nayak Janata Party Naina Chautala, and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami also held public meetings. In his rally in Ballabgarh, Mr. Dhami said the BJP can give a transparent and corruption-free government. The Enforcement Directorate today summoned cricketer-turned-politician Mohammad Azharuddin in a money laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association. The former president of the HCA, Mohammad Azharuddin, is accused of misappropriating funds during his tenure. This is the first time that he has been summoned by the probe agency, with instructions to appear before the agency to clarify his role in the financial transactions under scrutiny. In Bihar, water level of several overflowing rivers has started receding, but in many areas they are still above the danger level. Around 15 lakh people in 17 districts have been affected by the flood due to rise of water level of Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers. Our correspondent reports that Shivhar to Sitamari and Madhubani to Darbhanga, flood affected people have taken shelter on embankments and highways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashvani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioural issues which have created positive impact in the country.
10 साल पहले मन की बात का प्रारंभ 3 अक्टूबर को विजयादशमी के दिन हुआ था। मन की बात की इस लंबी यात्रा के कई ऐसे पड़ाव हैं जिन्हें मैं कभी भूल नहीं सकता। मन की बात के करोड़ों श्रोता हमारी इस यात्रा के ऐसे साथी हैं जिनका मुझे निरंतर सहयोग मिलता रहा। देश के कोने-कोने से उन्होंने जानकारियां उपलब्ध कराई। मन की बात के श्रोता ही इस कार्यक्रम के असली सूत्रधार हैं।
Union Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises has announced that the 25% increase in the wages of spinners and the 7% increase in the wages of loom weavers have come into effect from the 2nd of October following an order of last month. Global air travel is facing significant disruptions as tensions escalate in West Asia. According to media reports, airlines worldwide are diverting or cancelling flights, while regional airports in Lebanon, Israel and Kuwait are experiencing long delays. In response to recent events, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency has advised all European airlines to avoid Iranian airspace. In the U.S., the death toll from Hurricane Helene has risen to 183. Hundreds of people are still missing after the hurricane stormed across southeastern states. In North Carolina, at least 90 people are reported dead. In football, Indian Super League, Odisha FC will take on Kerala Blasters FC at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. Kerala Blasters enter the contest on the back of a 1-1 draw against North East United and are placed 5th in the ISL points table. Odisha FC, on the other hand, come into the tie after their 2-1 victory over Jamshedpur FC. They occupy 10th spot in the table and will be hopeful of a jump. And with that, we end this news bulletin.